What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the UI Buzz podcast. It has been a little while in between episodes here. My apologies for that. I have been very, very busy indeed. I'm going to be talking about Unreal Engine in this episode. I have been slowly porting over my Project Hack game, which you can find at projecthack.net, all one word. And I've been porting it over from Unity. And in previous episodes, I have been talking about why I'm doing that. And I'm not going to go over that again here. In fact, I'm going to spend some time in this episode talking about some of the interesting things as I've been doing that. Now, this game is purely widget-based in Unreal Engine terms. So it's a UI-driven game. It's going to be a lot of numbers involved. And the idea with the game is that you build up your hacking power over time by increasing resources and doing research and all of those kind of idle type game things. And then the big reason for switching it over to Unreal was I'm just thinking it's a lot easier for me to implement the multiplayer aspect. Now, easily, that's the most unique and exciting part about this game. Plenty of idle games out there where you build up resources over time and make decisions and increase power, gain money, all of those kind of things. But the part that separates this one, I think, is going to be the ability to not only play the game and fight bosses, but also to play against each other. Now, I have not completely solved or figured out how that's going to work, but that's part of the fun, right? This is one of those projects that I have been working on and off for at least a couple of years, probably more years than I realize at this point. And I know I've certainly been talking about it in podcast episodes, but I definitely want to see this happen. Now, the good news is I am well into development on this. I already have a working base engine in Unreal Engine 5. It's, like I say, just a UI-driven game at the end of the day. At least right now, that's what it is. And that presents some interesting challenges because it's all about managing widgets and displaying numbers, making calculations, keeping it performant, and all of those kind of things. But it also affords the opportunity to make it easier to run on multiple platforms. Now, because there's multiplayer aspects going to be involved here, the big part up front was figuring out, okay, I'm going to have users create accounts and privacy that goes with that. So I'm being very careful about that. And I don't need or want people's information. It's purely to make the multiplayer aspect possible. Now, that's presenting some interesting challenges, and I'll talk about those as I go along over time. But at the moment, I'm looking at Firebase for just very simple registration and storing of simple data, basically the bare minimum of what is needed to make these multiplayer aspects work. And I'll dive into more details in the future on that. But I did find some fantastic blueprints because I am using the blueprint system in Unreal Engine to build this. I just wanted to try it from a visual perspective, and it's worked out really well, so I've stuck with it. Not to say that I won't write long-form code at some point. I may need to, and that's fine. No problem there. But these blueprints certainly make dealing with Firebase and real-time databases a lot easier than it would be if I was to sit and figure it out with code. So that's definitely helping me move along there. I'm also committing to building this thing in public, just like I have been up till now. You're going to find lots of streams where I'm working on this, and that'll also be on Twitch. You can go to twitch.tv/compiledev, one word, and I'll be doing that probably. I'm going to be trying to do a stream pretty regularly on a Friday night, as I just work through in chunks all the parts that need to be built out. So if you're interested about that, you can definitely come along and see those. Hey, love to have you in the chat room. We have a great chat room on my stream. Lots of very smart, knowledgeable folks who are interested in app and game development. And we just have a lot of fun doing it as well. So I thought, you know, hey, let's just combine all the things into one and I'll do the game development there. So you can see where it's at, where it's going, provide feedback and suggestions. I'm also keeping blogging on this. So there's a rich history of posts right now from basically day one on this project over at peterwidham.com. You can just search a Project Hack and they'll come up. Now, the fun part about this too is I'm learning a lot about Unreal Engine and game development as I go along. Those of you who've been following along on this podcast and that know that I'm pretty familiar with Unity and becoming more familiar with Godot 4 as I'm building my Godot 4 video course for you folks. And I'll talk about more about that again in the future. And I thought, well, you know, hey, let's use Unreal for this because I also have plans to do a 3D game, as I've mentioned, and Unreal is going to be my engine of choice there. The reason I'm choosing all these different engines is it's just fun for me to try out and learn all these different engines and see the pluses and minuses for each one. This is not my day job. My day job is making mobile apps. So if I mess this up completely, only hurting myself, and fine, I'll roll back the development and recover. No big deal there. But that's what makes it fun for me, this open-ended exploration and having fun with the live stream audience. And hopefully as well, a game that, people want to play. I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's something that I wanted to build for myself. I enjoyed the solo version that I built in Unity. Some other players did as well when they were beta testing it for me. So pretty excited and pumped about this idea for the multiplayer version. That's it in this episode. Just wanted to put an update on that project out there. Got lots of other projects on the go as well. Some web development and some other possible desktop apps and those kind of things. So if this interests you, hey, go to peterwidham.com/UIBuzz and it'll kick you right over to this podcast along with other details. That's it, folks. I will speak to you in the next episode.